After a series of high-profile accidents on Metro North in 2013, including a December 1st train derailment in the Bronx that killed four people and injured more than 70, the Federal Railroad Administration launched Operation Deep Dive, a sweeping investigation of Metro North's operations and safety compliance procedures. The FRA released their findings on Friday, and they bluntly concluded that Metro North has an ineffective safety department and safety culture, an ineffective training program affecting all facets of Metro North, and according to FRA Administrator Joseph Sabo, an overemphasis on on-time performance.
Metro North was not doing good testing on the main line to ensure compliance with speed restrictions, radar testing. You know, and so there were all these buildup of things that clearly indicated that rather than make the commitment to executing practices properly, you know, you stayed away from the main line and anything that might delay operations.
U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal puts the blame for Metro North's woes squarely on senior management.
It really is a searing indictment of sustained serious safety failings. It shows a litany of safety lapses rooted in bad management.
The FRA has given Metro North a 60-day deadline to submit plans to improve safety and training programs. Metro North's new president, Joseph Giulietti, says the railroad is already taking aggressive actions to assure that safety is its top priority. Ray Hartman, WNPR News.